From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. 3 days of public mourning in Boston ends today with a funeral mass of Senator Edward Kennedy. President Obama will give the eulogy. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
The Basilica of Our Lady of Perpetual Help rarely gets much national attention. It's a church devoted to the sick, the poor, and immigrants on Mission Hill in Boston. But this morning, it's the center of the political world. Its 1,500 seats will be filled with the entire Kennedy clan, 4 U.S. presidents, 4 vice presidents, and half the U.S. Senate. With the cabinet in attendance, police and the Secret Service are treating the event with the kind of security reserved for a State of the Union address. Except this is happening in a neighborhood of tiny storefronts and small streets. A large swath of the area will be closed off to the public, and officials are pleading with people not to try and get close to the basilica. Kennedy chose the church for his funeral mass after praying there while his daughter was in a nearby hospital. Robert Smith, NPR News, Boston.
Following the service, Kennedy's body will be flown to Andrews Air Force Base and then driven past the U.S. Capitol and the National Mall on the way to Arlington National Cemetery. Kennedy will be buried on a hillside near his two brothers, President John F. Kennedy and Senator Robert Kennedy, who were both killed in the 1960s. The city of New Orleans is marking the 4th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina today. Mayor Ray Nagin says ceremonies will remember those who died, but also acknowledge that progress towards recovery is being made. Eileen Fleming reports from member station WWNO.
Nagin is attending several memorial services today, including one at a city cemetery, to remember the victims of Hurricane Katrina. But one event is a festival to celebrate the city's continued recovery. He says it's vital to have confidence New Orleans can be fully repaired.
I'm trying to get everyone to kind of move to another level. We've got lots of activity happening. People can see, touch, and feel it. And I just want us to stop for a moment and reflect upon how far we've come.
Nagin says 80% of the population is back. Federal recovery money is starting to flow. Unemployment is below the national average, and public housing projects are under construction. But he acknowledges that some areas remain mostly untouched, violent crime continues, and few high-paying jobs are on the way. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
President Obama said today he plans to visit New Orleans before the end of the year. In his weekly address, he said Americans must learn the lessons of Katrina so that the U.S. is more protected and resilient in the face of disaster. Firefighters in California are battling 8 major fires this weekend. One of the larger ones is raging out of control in the mountains north of Los Angeles. Nearly 8 square miles have burned. Hundreds of people have fled their homes. Hundreds more have been warned to prepare to leave on a moment's notice. This is NPR News. South Carolina Republicans are meeting today to discuss Governor Mark Sanford's political future. Some lawmakers want him to resign, saying he's become a distraction at a time when the state needs to focus on economic issues. Sanford disappeared for 5 days in June and later confessed to an affair with a woman in Argentina. The Republican governor has refused to step down. Lawmakers are expected today to discuss whether to try to impeach him. Conservative activists brought their Tea Party Express bus tour to a hotel parking lot in Reno, Nevada last night. Many of those in the audience criticized plans to overhaul health care. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Heidi Smith of Reno is a Republican, and she wore a green shirt to the rally that read, "Send Harry back to Searchlight," referring to Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and his hometown of Searchlight, Nevada. Reid is up for re-election next year. Smith says he, and just about any other Democrat currently in office, is not a good fit for Nevada.
Everybody does their own thing, and it's live and let live. We are still basically rural, and we just don't like big government intruding into our lives.
The Tea Party bus tour consists of a talk show host, entertainers, and conservative activists. It travels next to Winnemucca, Nevada, and will stop in 33 cities before arriving in Washington, D.C. for a march on September 12th. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Reno.
A CBS radio correspondent is being treated at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan after being seriously wounded in a bombing yesterday. The network says Kemi McCormick was embedded with the U.S. Army when the vehicle in which she was riding struck a bomb. A U.S. service member was killed. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.